Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I got to get creative, right? It's not easy, right? I got to get creative and think of ways to save money. I'm feeling kind of guilty because my four-year-old heard the ice cream truck coming for the first time ever. He's like, Daddy, what's that? I'm like, that's a tornado warning. Get in the house. Get away from the window. You don't want to see it? That's glass. He's like, why do I hear kids screaming out there? Because they're in the tornado right now. That's why.
Tuesday. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Let me try that again. Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025.
Oh,
my apologize. Goodness gracious me. It's the wake up call, Gavin, Katie, Kevin. Here we are, day after Labor Day. There was, did you see any lightning coming in, Kevin?
No, it was all hot on my end.
There was some heat lightning that I saw coming in this morning that was a little crazy.
What?
Yeah. It's always weird because it's silent. Silent lightning.
And you just see the spark of light.
Yeah. And like for a split second, you go, was that an explosion? Like, what was that? But anyway, though, yes, Labor Day weekend is in our rear view. It's the unofficial start to fall. I've already started to see some Halloween decorations
already
start to go
out. It's just September.
That's what I
just got to September, guys.
That's what I said. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Kind of overdrank on Friday,
so
didn't do anything Saturday, was recovering. I'm 30, in the 30s now, and I felt it.
I was going to say, Kevin, you used to pride yourself
on
never getting hungover.
Well, I mixed dark and light, and in the past it didn't affect me, but I guess once you hit a certain age, it like hits you harder.
What was the dark?
Hennessy.
What was the light?
Tequila, and then we called it Tennessee.
Oh my!
So when you mix them together, like half-half, they're called Tennessee shots.
Oh, man. Does it taste good?
No, it gets you messed up quick.
Yeah, I'll bet it does.
Oh.
I'll bet. Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad that you're at least feeling better now. And it was just your Saturday that was destroyed?
Just Saturday. And then Sunday, I don't remember it.
But see, with a three-day weekend, you can, like, throw a day away.
Mm-hmm. And recover.
Yeah.
Just, like, sit in bed.
We had a day where, like, we kind of didn't do anything. And then at the end of the day, we were like, you know what? Like, that kind of felt like a Friday. Like, if it, so we'll just call that one the Friday. We let the boys, we have a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old, and we've got a 6-year-old, but she went to bed. And then we let the boys stay up late on Saturday till like almost midnight and let them watch a couple more episodes of Stranger Things.
Okay.
My at boys
night?
Are...
Isn't it scary at night?
I didn't think that it was, but I think it did scare the 9-year-old a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, see, I was thinking...
We're getting into season 2, and did you see season... You're all caught up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's more... scary season 2 with the demigorgons and stuff.
Yeah. So remember when Dustin found that little one?
Yes.
Okay, so I forgot, like, it's all played off as like cute and funny until the scene where he finds it eating his pet cat.
And oh no.
The pet cat of Dustin's looks just like our cat Pip. So like when that happened, our 9-year-old, it did kind of send him a little bit, but he's fine. You know, he's fine. He had to sleep on the floor of our room, but it's okay. God. It's all right. It's all right. Anyway, we're the wake up call. Here she comes. Katie had a little bit of an incident. Okay, so tell everybody what happened.
Guys, I have to tell you something.
What's that?
That's not good.
No, ma'am.
I have been put in TikTok shop jail.
Good. Finally.
Excuse me.
You buy so much from them. I'm surprised you're not maxed out.
Okay.
Is this because, wait, your boyfriend put you in TikTok?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I thought TikTok put her in.
No.
Man.
All right. So you've been cut off.
I've been cut off.
All right. What are some of the last, what was, save the last one, because I want to know what finally put everything over the edge. But what are some of the last purchases that you made?
Okay, I got these really cute leopard print pants,
mm-hmm.
and they're like real flowy, and then they have a red stripe up the side, mm-hmm. which is going to look very cute with like a little like short shirt to go with it, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. I got a pan that is like in the shape of like one's a star, one it's like four, there's four little slots in it. And then one's a star, one's kind of looks like a donut, and then you put like pancake batter in there, and then you get to make
fun
custom,
little,
okay.
fun little shape. How do you flip it?
I don't know.
Okay, all right, okay. I can see why you've been cut off, but okay.
I have to screw the handle onto it, and okay. I didn't get around to it, so I just put it in the downstairs closet. I'll get to it. And then, well.
Is this the one that put you over that finally got TikTok shop cut off?
The leopard print pants is what.
Oh, that is what.
Which is funny because they look great.
Okay.
There is a taco maker.
Taco maker?
Yes.
Aren't we the taco makers?
Okay. You take a flour tortilla and you put it on this device. Okay. And then you fill your taco.
Yeah.
And then you close the device.
Is it a taco or empanada?
No, it's a taco.
Is it? Okay. Okay.
It sounds like an
it's similar to an empanada, but you make a taco.
Okay.
Okay. And then you close it.
Yes.
And then it crimps.
So it's not
edges.
Okay. So it's an empanada.
It's an empanada. Okay,
but it's
continue.
For
tacos. Yeah, right, okay. Okay. Yes.
And then everybody has a no muss, no fuss taco. And you could even like grill it from there, like just warm it up a little bit,
like
melt the cheese inside.
Quesadilla?
Kind of.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
So. Hold on.
So you buy all of
this? No, I'm not allowed to buy it. And here's what I texted my boyfriend. Not shopping on TikTok might kill me. Is that what you want?
Right.
And I sent him the link, and he said it certainly won't.
Good.
So
stand your ground, D-Lo.
So this not empanada, not quesadilla maker.
Right.
Yes,
that
it's
you
a
got,
taco maker.
The taco maker. Okay. You have not purchased this yet.
Not,
you
not
just,
allowed!
You just want to purchase this. I have to say, does sound like you don't need that.
Right. You barely know what it does.
I just described exactly what it does.
You described five different other devices.
You did describe. You described things that Kevin and I were confirming.
Yeah.
Like empanada. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a taco and an empanada?
The size.
Okay.
Oh, well, she got
the,
us there.
The ingredients, what right. goes inside, the yeah. outside of it.
Yes,
the
stupid. Fact,
right.
Well, you can put, well, what's inside an empanada, Kevin?
Everything.
Typically.
Yeah.
What's not it? Lettuce.
Chicken.
Not tomato.
That's true. That's true. So,
you're
okay,
right.
so if you put lettuce and tomato inside a taco and then close it and then grill it, unlike a quesadilla, is that going to be good? Hot lettuce?
Yeah.
No, Katie, the answer is one way to find
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'd love to tell you.
How much is this device?
Great question. I
probably
bet.
$5.
See, that's the other thing that pisses me off. He's Mr. like designer this, designer that. And then I come home with, well, it gets delivered to me. I'm not going anywhere.
Sure,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it, I get animal print pants that right. look great again. And then he's like, how much did you spend on those? Was it over $20? I said, barely. And he goes, okay, but maybe these things are adding up. I said, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, okay. My God. It's so only $14.99.
All right, so here's the thing. So you're not empanada maker, okay? $14.99. Your leopard pants, slightly over $20. Here's what you should do.
Yeah.
You should add up how many TikTok purchases would equal one of his shirts.
Oh, that's a great
that's
idea.
Mean. That's different, though.
And then show him.
Oh, that is fire. The leopard pants are fire.
I mean, they look good on that model. Yeah. I'm
Ew.
Ew. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm trying to be objective here. I didn't
wow.
see you in the pants. I saw.
I already told like, you they look good in the pants.
Yeah,
many times. Many times.
You were.
So I
model.
Think you should Thank add up how many of your
that.
TikTok shop purchases
yeah.
would equal one shirt, and then say these make me happy, and I would be happy this day and this day mm-hmm. and this day mm-hmm. and this day, and you're only happy once.
Such a good point. Thank you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
What is a room in your house that is just impossible to keep so fresh and so clean?
Good job.
Thank you. Call us right now, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Because this is going to shock some of you, and some of you are just going to feel so seen by this. Over half of all Americans say that they have just abandoned all hope on one room in their house. This is just the room that will never be clean.
Yeah.
916-909-1065. We already have a text message coming in to 909-1065. The kitchen. The kitchen counter especially.
Oh, God.
Why is the kitchen counter the landing zone for everything random? For me, it's our island, our kitchen island.
Okay.
I just find old tests from my kids.
Yeah.
Mail.
Oh, God, mail.
Like empty cups that held juice.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? So anyway, what is yours?
I mean, ours is, God, it feels like the whole house, but I feel like the laundry room, because I can just shut the door and you don't need, it's like a space that you don't have to see all the time.
Yes, yes.
The cat box is in there, stuff's piling up, cleaning products. And it's like, well, if it's dirty, nobody's going to see.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so what is the one room in your house that you've just like, nah, this is just never going to be clean?
That would be the garage. There are not cars in the garage. There are just boxes and boxes of my sister's wedding gifts that she got married years ago, and they are still in the garage because when she moved out, she and her husband moved into a small place where they could not put any of the wedding gifts. It is impossible to keep that room clean.
Hold on
Guess
a second.
What? I have some good news for you. Those are your wedding gifts.
Yeah. I can't believe your sister is using your garage as a storage unit. 916-909-1065. I have to vent. There's two in my house. One's not really a room, but it's the stairs. We just I don't know what it is about the stairs, but you're just like, I'm going to put this here.
So when I go up,
right.
I'll grab it.
And then it doesn't ever go up.
No.
In fact, if anything, it stays there so long, you don't even see it anymore.
Or that just becomes the place where it's supposed to go.
Exactly. But the other one, and this is the big one, is the dining room in my house.
Okay.
My wife wanted to have a dining room so badly in our new home. So we're like, yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. But you know what it looks like most of the time?
What?
It looks like a UPS store.
Why?
There's just random Amazon packages just piled up on the dining room table. Just packages, product that my wife, quote unquote, I will return these one day. And they just stay there.
Well, you only have 30 days to return them.
I feel like my wife does that.
Okay.
She knows it, but she gets it in right at the wire.
Right at the wire, right at the buzzer.
It is just absurd. Like, I've tried to clean up the dining room before and I've gotten yelled at.
Yeah.
Did you throw away that box? Well, yeah, I threw away that box. It was an empty cardboard box sitting on our dining room table.
I needed that.
Right, exactly. 909-1065. Let's talk to Jolene. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
We're talking about rooms in our house that we just have to abandon all hope that they're ever going to be clean, because over half of Americans feel this way. So what's yours?
Well, mine is actually in the combo dining living room. It is a white shelf that was supposed to be for decor and knickknacks, but it's actually like a junk drawer on the wall.
We have shelves that were supposed to be for my plants, okay? And I had big plans. I was going to be a plant mommy and maybe a couple like family pictures in there. And there's sunglasses, there's keys, there's a moth trap.
We put this up on Facebook. What did Wake Up Call listeners say?
I mean, we're all pretty much in the same boat, guys.
Oh, good, good.
Tara said, the garage, there's no hope. Kathy said, my she shed, which is my laundry room and office. Melissa said, the pool table. It's the entryway to the front door, and all my kids and my husband pile everything on it.
That is on you. You shouldn't have gotten a pool table. You shouldn't have allowed your husband to get a pool table.
Kat said, the office. I've since named it the doom room.
106.5, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
So this story is about Russia and Russians. And Katie has the details. Because somebody walked into a potentially very dangerous situation for something.
Yeah, so Russian President Vladimir Putin, a couple weeks ago, went to a summit in Alaska.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of world leaders there. Trump was there. And while he was there, he gave a gift to an American man. It was a guy who has a very specific motorcycle. That I guess is created in or built in Russia. And about a week prior to the summit, this guy had a video go viral talking about how he couldn't get parts for this motorcycle he has because it's such a specific brand. For some reason in Russia, people went crazy for that. So Putin and his people said, when we get there, we want to gift you a brand new motorcycle, the same brand, but brand new. And the only thing that they asked in return was that he meet them at a hotel, take a photo, and do a small interview. Mm-hmm. I can't think of something that would make me think, oh, I'm not coming back from this more.
Totally.
Yeah.
Even I would think that even if I got a legitimate contact point from the Russian government.
They did.
I know.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden I wonder.
Would that scare me more?
I wish I knew how they contacted him. I doubt they just texted him, you know, or something like that. Like, hey, boo, you up? Like, it's Russia. It's, you know, but like, was it an email? Was it a phone call? And how many times did they have to try before the guy just hung up on him thinking it was a telemarketer or like, there's no way this is real, just to find out that it was. Then on top of that, just say like, we want to give you this motorcycle, not just the parts, the thing that you've been with. Oh my God, that's amazing. Thank you. So like, you can just ship it to my house.
No.
Yet. Good point. P.O. Box maybe, or something like that. Okay.
Yet again.
Walmart parking lot, like Facebook Marketplace. No, come to our hotel.
We have a room at Embassy Suites.
Right. And we want to take picture and do video. Like, that's no way would I ever be like, no, I'm okay. I'm
so
good.
He got a call from a Russian journalist that said they've decided to give you a bike. It was all arranged through the Russian embassy. Now, at least he had the good common sense to think, at first, this is a scam.
Yeah.
But he didn't think that for very long, because he was directed to go to an Anchorage, Alaska hotel the next day for the handoff. He did bring his wife, which seems worse.
I bring my biggest friend.
Yeah. And then six men that he says he assumed were Russian gave him an olive green motorcycle.
So he did it.
Yes.
What could the Russian government give you guys that would make you meet operatives in a hotel?
I don't think anything.
From a hostile government that has disappeared people, many people.
Yes.
What? Nothing? My children. That would be the only thing that I think I would go. They're like, we have boy. I'd be like, okay, I'm on my way.
Girl, we do not like.
Yeah.
She
bossy.
She gave us too much sass. man, what? Taking something from this government would be very difficult for me. Like, on the surface, I want to say, like, oh, give me $5 million. I'll go to the hotel and just hope for the best for $5 million. But how do you not feel like if you take something from... they're not an enemy government, but what are they?
They're an enemy government.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what do they call them?
I mean, they're definitely adversaries of ours.
Yeah. I would think like I owe them forever.
I didn't even think about that part. I was just worried about getting disappeared. But yeah, it's just the optics of being like, oh, here's Comrade Gavin over here.
This guy's phone rings. He goes, oh, God. He goes, hello. It's Vlad.
You're right.
We have more questions. How is your bike, first of all?
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
All we have you do now is we have one-way ticket for you to go to Washington, D.C. We need you to just leave a brown paper bag underneath of park bench.
Right. It's like take motorcycle.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, God, I guess this is my life now. Now I'm in the KGB? I don't know.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Strumming my pain.
Yeah. Yes, yes. What is killing you softly? What is just slowly destroying you and you just can't quit it? Call us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Because we have a list here of things that are kind of universal that are killing us, and we just cannot stop doing it. Or at least we admit that we do it sporadically. You know, the first one on there, you know, we talked about it not too long ago, social media. It's just terrible, not just for teens, but it's terrible for human brains.
It's bad for
it
me.
Is. It's so bad. It makes you're impervious to the fact that it diminishes our attention. We all have ADHD now. All of us do.
Well, then now I feel like I'm on an equal playing field then, because when I was growing up, having ADHD wasn't something you could get on HERS.com and get medication for. I was the weirdo kid who was like, couldn't do stuff because my brain didn't work right.
Well, now it's everybody. And not only that, but it just makes it so that most people can't decipher between real news and fake news. And
see, that's what I don't think that I suffer from. I also don't think that I don't suffer from like seeing other people's pictures and then having FOMO. Like, why isn't my life?
That's
like
good.
That?
Most people do. Though.
I know.
Here's other things that are so bad for us, but we still do it. Binge eating. bad eating habits.
Bad
and you know
habits,
they're bad eating habits. I mean, perfect example, anybody who's lactose intolerant that still is lactose. This is a big one, I think, for you and me, procrastination. So bad for you, and we just do it. I watch my son now do it with homework, and I even have the thought as if I didn't make the exact same homework decisions that he did. When's this due? It's due Thursday. It's Monday. Yeah, so I'll do it on Wednesday. Do it now. Just do it now. Here's another one on there. Energy drinks and coffee. Not good for you. Not good for your body.
I have one coffee a day.
That's probably okay.
Every once in a while I have two, but.
But I mean, no coffee would probably be better.
Sure.
How about just anything but water? Like, we all know drinking water is the best thing for you, and we're all walking right past the sink or our refrigerator and going for a soda.
Well, okay, what about my bubbly waters? Does that count as water?
I think it does.
Then I think I'm okay.
All right, okay. How about this one? Not exercising.
Yeah.
You know that not exercising's killing you. Killing you. The human body is not made to sit for 22 out of 24 hours a day, and yet here we are.
I'm sure that applies to laying down as well.
Any sort of no motion.
Okay, then yeah.
Some text messages that we got in. Chocolate. That's not me. I don't think that's you.
No.
But that's because chocolate traumatized us as kids.
Oh, because you grew up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I grew up in the back of a chocolate factory. Gavin, I never put two and two together.
It's true. Chocolate hurt us.
It did hurt us. That smell.
Here's another one. Fast food.
Yeah.
Fast food's bad for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Processed food, anything that started in a box.
It's almost so, God, it's so hard.
It's so easy to just be like, just do some Rice-A-Roni with it.
Somebody just texted in, and you're not going to like this one either.
What?
Watching too much TV.
According to who?
Experts. Every expert.
Which, come talk to me.
Google, can you watch too much TV?
Let me tell you something.
I'll do it.
No. You can do too much of anything. Okay, so watching too much TV, what specifically is bad about it? Except for the sedentary part, but oftentimes I'm putzing around while I'm watching TV.
It's because it's not good for your brain.
It feels great on my brain.
I Googled, can you watch too much TV? Answer, obviously, yes.
Okay, well, you can Google, can you eat too many bananas?
That was not a leading question.
It feels leading.
And then it expanded. Participants are reported watching 4 or more hours of TV daily.
Don't look at me.
Okay. Had a 28% higher risk of dementia, a 35% risk of depression, 16% higher risk of Parkinson's. It's not good for your brain.
None of that makes sense to me. And do I sound depressed?
You sound dementioned. Or whatever the word is for it. You know, I'll add one. Just being a parent.
A lot of people said parenting.
Of course, it is absolutely killing us slowly.
I thought it made us live longer.
It does, but not a healthy life. It just means we've got people willing to keep us alive. That's all that means.
What would you do with your time if you didn't have kids?
Not have gray hair. And I'd probably exercise more. And I probably would get more sleep. I'd definitely get more sleep.
I have 4 kids, and there's not a gray hair on this head.
It's because you're spending all your time watching TV.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
6:05 p.m. It's the wake up call.
Want to give a shout out to all the telemarketers and the robocallers and all the phone scammers out there. Not me, not including me. They've made it so that now 54% of us don't ever answer the phone when it's an unknown number. And then 27% say, oh, it depends. But I want to talk about the other 20% and these sick people that need our help. I'm willing to wear a bracelet that still answer the phone almost every single time an unknown number calls. What is going on? What is going on with you? I'm in the 54%. If I see an unknown number, nice try.
Same.
Nice try.
Not catching my voice for hacking and stuff.
Nope.
I can always tell when they're trying to do that.
How?
You can just tell.
Kate still answers. She's in the 20% that still answers
unknown
phone calls.
Well, no, that's not true.
No, it's not?
No, I am a different, totally different demographic of person that answers what I know it's a number I need to answer.
But it's an unknown number. How do you know?
I can tell.
You can tell.
Yeah, I can tell that sometimes it's a number like, oh, I better take this one.
Like you get a vibe.
Yeah. It happened just the other day in the studio, remember? I got a phone call. It was definitely not a number in my phone. And they were like, hey, this is so-and-so from Lowe's. We're a couple hours early. Can we bring your fridge to the house now? And I was like, yeah, you can.
I mean,
and I knew to pick that phone call up.
So this is just a vibe you get.
Yeah.
An unknown number shows up on your phone, and then what do you do? Close your eyes, put your hand on it, and feel the aura?
There are a couple different factors that I take into consideration, but I'm almost never wrong. And the rest of them get forced to my voicemail, and then they just sit there. It's a graveyard.
Somebody just texted into 909-1065. You're not alone. Other people like realtors, insurance agents, and small business owners answer all the time.
They have to.
That's not what you're talking about, though.
No, I am talking about when you know you need to pick up the phone, you know.
Why don't you just let it go to voicemail?
Yeah, they can leave a message to tell you.
There's no way to get... I can never get through my voice. I don't check my voicemails.
What?
I don't check my voice. If it is somebody that needs to talk to me, there's so many ways to talk to me. A, you could call back. B, you could just send a text. Like,
but if it's Lowe's, they can't text you.
Why?
It's Lowe's.
He's calling from his cell phone. It's the delivery driver, dum-dum. He's out
it's
on the road.
It's not always. It's usually a call center or something like that.
No, it usually
just
want to
let you know your driver's 15 minutes away.
Nope. I knew it was him, and I answered it. It was fine. I have 386 voicemails.
386?
And I'm here to tell you, I'm never wrong.
You have 386 unread unheard voicemails.
Okay, this one, for example, it came from Antioch. I don't need to talk to anybody in Antioch. And it said, this is Vanessa calling with Lowe's Delivery Service, just following up regarding your...
Oh, so they did try. They did try to get in touch with you.
No, to follow up on the delivery. I don't need to talk to them. Here's Corda Madera. Hey, it's Carol with Light Talent. Right now, the critical blood shortage, but that's fine. They'll call me back. I mean,
that sounded important. Right.
Somebody's calling to say they're going to come do my pest inspection. You're going to come whether I answer or not. I don't need to answer that.
Hold on a second.
Walgreens. Sorry, Catherine at Walgreens. Don't need to talk to you either.
You might need that.
Why?
Yeah, that was probably a prescription.
They're calling to say your prescription's ready.
Yeah.
How else would you know if your prescription's ready?
I have the Walgreens app.
You're not listening to any of these voicemails.
No.
What was the one about blood?
Oh, that's blood source. They want my blood.
Whoa.
What?
No, yeah, no. I Between you answering unknown numbers because you get a vibe if it's somebody you need to talk to, and you never listening to any of your voicemails.
There is not an important voicemail in here that I've missed.
You've never gotten one from the kids' school.
I know to answer that one.
How?
I have explained this already, and I'm not going to do it again.
It's a feeling.
Well, first of all, if the kid's school calls, it comes up as the kid's school.
Right. I have my kid's school saved in there, too. But every once in a while, they find like an alternate line somewhere in there. And I'm like,
if they do, I'll answer.
Kevin, what are we going to do here?
I don't know. It's not getting through.
It just feels like it's not a good system. That's all we're saying.
How am I suffering? I'll tell you why I'm suffering, because I'm in this prison with you guys. But short of that, I'm fine.
You're suffering because there's probably a backlog of prescriptions at Walgreens.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Oh, the Olive Garden.
My happiest place.
It is Kevin's happiest place. And they just brought something back that, honestly, is the highlight of Kevin's year. What is it?
Never-ending pasta bowls.
It's the never end. Katie.
It never ends.
It never ends.
Well, it ends after 5 bowls.
Oh, really?
I get full.
Okay, oh, so it ends for you.
I see, okay.
It ends for you, but not for that.
Okay. So what is it about the never-ending pasta bowl this year that made you so mad?
So I'm part of Olive Garden's, like, club membership, okay?
Duh.
E-club. And they sent me an email that says that Never Ending Pasta Bowl was happening last week.
Okay.
Okay? So I went. And apparently, it was only exclusive for VIP members for early access. So my...
are you okay?
I went to Olive Garden expecting for Never Ending Pasta, and I had to walk out because they didn't have it.
All right, first of all, you're winded. You're telling this story like you're on bowl 4 already, okay?
Which, okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, people need to understand what you're saying. When Kevin overeats...
You guys are mean.
He starts to pant. And he goes,
Wow. Food's so good. No time to breathe.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Right. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I assumed that your stomach was starting to take over your lungs.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Right.
Okay, so just to recap, you were lied to by an email from the Olive Garden fan club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's funny, by the way, to call the Olive Garden fan
club. I love that.
But because you were not of elite status, you could not achieve the never-ending pasta.
Nope.
So...
And to be... I used to work there, too.
Okay, right. So, when you went with your greedy little hungry boy eyes, okay?
I starved for it.
How did this play out? At what point did you find out it was not never-ending pasta?
Well, I sat down, looked at the menu. My server came. My server was like, okay, what would you like to drink? And then I was like, it's fine. I'm ready to order, too. I didn't see the never-ending pasta bowl menu, but I will like to have that. And then the server looked at me, was like, we only have buy one, take one right now. That's our next promotion. What? I showed them the email, okay, on my phone.
Oh, no.
A bitch this wants his pasta.
So embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. They know me there.
You brought
That's
receipts?
That's embarrassing.
No, I just brought my phone with the email.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then what did he do?
He said, well, I can't honor it. I'm sorry. The promotion's not happening yet.
Right. Okay. And then what did you do?
I waited till he got me my water, and while he was getting my water, I dipped.
Wow.
Why?
You left?
If there's nothing there I want, why would I be there? A dish is $25 to $30.
But it's still, it's the same pasta.
You can't get never ending for $13.99.
No, but you could still get buy one, get one.
For $25. You see where I'm going?
You see where he's going?
He wants $5 bowls of pasta.
Yes.
He wants is to be able to eat and
as
eat
much as I
and
can.
Eat and eat in public.
Yeah, like a hamster just putting it all in my mouth.
So you left after, and you said that they know you there. So you have to go back and face these people again?
That's fine.
After you said, wait, there's no never-ending pasta? Then never mind, I'm leaving.
Right.
Right, why would you stay at a restaurant?
Two bowls of pasta isn't enough for
me. No, because one bowl you eat there and the other, it's cold, you have to bring it home to
you
microwave.
You couldn't eat it there?
Yes, I could.
That was my question. It wasn't an accusation. No. It was a question on whether or not you're allowed.
Well.
Sorry.
Listen, we've got a saying here at the Wake Up Call. We don't kink shame.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think that you have a problem?
No one has a pasta problem. There are so many pastas that you could eat, you'll never get tired of it. Like, sometimes I start off with fettuccine alfredo. You always start with the heavy first, and then you go lighter. Spaghetti and meatballs, penne and meat sauce. Then you go back.
Oh, then you go back to the heavy.
Alfredo, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you had such a system.
You have to fit as much as you can for $13.99 to feel good walking out.
There's no way you feel good.
I feel so good.
There's like, no way.
I hold my stomach and heavy breathe out that door.
I bet you do. And then you get in your car and go, oh.
He lowers the rearview mirror and just looks at himself and just goes, why did you do that?
No, he doesn't. He goes, you did that.
106.5 The End. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Yes, and it is brought to you by American Furniture Galleries. Are you smarter than Kevin? Ooh, I love it. And caller 17 is Laura calling from Citrus Heights. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
All right. Kay's going to just take a quick break. She'll be back in a second. But Kevin is going to take you on in five questions dealing with news and pop culture where the jackpot's $120. Are you ready to play?
I am.
You are. Okay. Your phone sounds kind of weird. Are you in like a Bluetooth or something?
No, I'm going to actually disconnect it from Bluetooth. That's my speaker.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, listen, we'll do the best we can. All right, here we go. Question one. Something might be wrong with President Trump. The man who has public appearances every day hasn't had one since last Wednesday. And the pictures of him that have surfaced don't paint a very healthy picture. People are concerned that the president's health is not great right now. How old is President Trump? Is he 78, 79, or 80?
You said 78, 79, or what?
80.
79.
Okay. Question two. Lady Gaga was at an event promoting season two of the Netflix show Wednesday. Even though we still don't know what her part on the show is, she did confirm that she has a new song called The Dead Dance coming out tomorrow. Text in to 909-1065 if you would like us to play that tomorrow. I'm kind of curious to hear that. What is Wednesday Addams' uncle's name?
Buster?
Question three. The Kansas City Chiefs are playing the LA Chargers in 3 days in Sao Paulo. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was laughing that he had to explain to his teammate Travis Kelce how far away that was. Kelce didn't understand that it was an 11-hour flight to get there. What country is Sao Paulo in?
Brazil?
Question four. Burning Man 2025 is now over. And it ended with a dark moment. A dead body was discovered in a pool of blood and is now being investigated as a homicide, with the murder believed to have been committed during the burning of the Wicker Man. True or false, this is the first death at Burning Man.
My dog's going crazy. I want to say it is false.
Okay. In question five, there's a movie coming out called The Long Walk. It's a Stephen King story about teenage boys that are forced to walk at 3 miles per hour And if they don't, they get shot until there's only one left in the competition. The studio did a weird promotional screening of the movie where moviegoers watched it while walking 3 miles per hour on treadmills. And if they stopped walking, they had to leave the theater. If they walked for 19 hours, how far would that be?
And it was 3 miles per hour?
Yeah.
And they're walking 19 hours?
Yeah.
57 miles?
All righty. Can you grab Kevin for me? And Laura, where are we off to this morning?
We're heading to work.
Which is where?
Sylvan Middle School.
What do you do at the middle school?
I'm a teacher.
What do you teach?
Ooh.
Wow, I got to get a lot of questions out of you.
Yeah, English.
You're an English teacher? So is my wife. That's exciting.
Oh.
How? The school year just kind of started, but are you teaching a book yet?
No, not yet. Probably in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Something might be wrong with President Trump.
Uh-oh.
He hasn't had a public appearance since last Wednesday, and people are worried that his health may not be great right now. So, I don't know. We'll keep an eye on that. How old is President Trump? Is he 78, 79, or 80?
We're going to go with 79.
Yeah. Was that a guess?
Yeah.
Wow.
I usually go with the middle answer.
Oh, all right. Okay. Question two. Lady Gaga was at an event promoting season two of Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that comes out soon. We still don't know what part she plays in it.
But I'm all for it.
Wasn't it confirmed that she was a villain, though?
That I don't know.
Okay, all right. But she did confirm that she has a new song called The Dead Dance. Somebody texted in and said it's called The Death Dance. I think it's being reported as The Dead Dance. But anyway, though.
That sounds fun.
It comes out tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And I asked people, do you want to hear it? Would you want us to play it tomorrow at this time? And people do. So maybe we'll get a copy of that. What is Wednesday Adams's uncle's name?
Uncle Fester?
Yes, Uncle Fester.
That's kind of creepy.
Question three. Kansas City Chiefs and the LA Chargers play 3 days from now in Sao Paulo. Patrick Mahomes was laughing that he had to explain to Travis Kelce how far away Sao Paulo was. It's an 11-hour flight. That's crazy.
That's too much.
What country is Sao Paulo in?
Brazil.
Yeah. Yes!
I seen it in a movie.
Wow! I was like, he's not going to know that one.
You never know.
Question four. Burning Man 2025 ended yesterday, and it ended in a dark moment. A dead body was discovered in a pool of blood, and it is being investigated as a homicide. True or false, this is the first death at Burning Man.
False.
Yeah. However, this is the first suspected homicide.
That's crazy.
At Burning Man, yeah. There was an overdose. There was somebody who ran into the fire once. But yeah, this is the first homicide. Question five. There's a movie coming out called The Long Walk. Did you see the trailer for this movie yet?
I did not.
It's a Stephen King story. It forces teenage boys to walk at 3 miles an hour, and if they stop, they die.
Oh, I seen a TikTok where they have to, at the premiere, they were walking on treadmills or something.
Yes, that was the question.
Oh.
They made everybody at a promotional screening walk on treadmills at 3 miles an hour for the duration of the whole film, and if they had to stop, they had to leave the theater. You could do it.
I'm not doing that for a movie.
But you could do it, though.
I could,
Well, I guess that's true.
How do I eat my popcorn?
That's true. If they walked at 3 miles per hour for 19 hours, how far would they go?
19 times 3, 7. 57 miles.
That is correct.
Ew, I'm not Katie who would say, how do I know how fast they were walking?
Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to tell her that when she comes back in here. Final score. Laura, before I get to that, I just want to remind everybody that an hour from now, we kick off Ariana Grande tickets. Ariana Grande announced her tour last week. We've got tickets for when she rolls through the bay. We're going to do that for your first shot at the day in 1 hour from now. But right now, you both got five.
What?
Yes!
It's a Labor Day special!
Holy cow! That's impressive. You bumped, I guess those questions were too easy today.
Yeah, they were a little easy.
All right. Well, Laura, we had $20 in the jackpot tomorrow. What is it that you want to tell us?
Today I am smart as Kevin.
Yes, you are. Have a good day at school.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's Halloween season. At least according to all the retailers, it is. And I went into Michael's.
Okay, wait. Can I ask, what'd you go in there for?
What did I go in there for? It was something that I needed for one of my kids' projects.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was. So, but I go into Michael's and I literally did. And this was like a week ago. Okay. So this was like, I mean, we not even close. Now it's a little bit like, okay, well, we're at so least in September now.
Okay.
No. This was even before that. And I walk in. I was like, and I was excited.
Sure.
But then I was also horrified.
Why?
Because it is too early. If it's 100 degrees out, I don't want to see like scarecrows and, you know, that kind of thing.
Not at a Michael's.
But
Can we talk about some of the stuff that was there?
Yeah, okay. I was going to say.
Okay, let's geek out on it.
I'm a slut for Halloween decor.
Absolutely, okay? You are.
So,
and same.
I immediately walked over to it, and no, Michael's is not paying me to say this, but they have got it together this year.
Okay.
Because there have been times in the past where Michael's, you could kind of tell, like, their creative department at corporate was made up of the same clientele that you see in Michael's.
A
lot of probably older women.
Okay.
Denim skirts.
A lot of sort of country home pumpkins.
You know what they love?
And they're all, like, made of some sort of yarn.
100%.
Okay.
Not this year.
Okay.
There's a whole apothecary line. Yes, I know.
Oh my god!
Like they have like a lot of they have like a crow's skull.
Okay,
and they have I took pictures. They have like test tubes filled with things.
I love.
They
this.
Have like this little display case. It's kind of like shelves, and there's all kinds of like creepy old timey Edgar Allan Poe, if he was a scientist, stuff on it. Yeah, I loved it.
Here's the problem. I want to spend all my money there.
Right.
Okay.
But here's the good news. Everything's always on sale.
Yeah, but it's not on sale enough.
I know
what I mean?
I know.
Here's the other thing. I have a storage unit.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. Guess what's in it?
Holiday decor.
100%. That's the only thing in there. Okay?
That's so sad.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Not all of us are billionaires that have a third bay garage.
That's true.
So please get off
That's
my ass.
That's true. Okay. All right.
Okay. Even if I did, though, I'd still need this. Now, I am at a point now. It is full. Tip to toe.
The storage unit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to get a bigger storage?
I think I gotta.
What?
Listen, you can't come at me with this kind of Michael's intel.
The answer to your question, yes, you got to get a bigger unit.
Okay.
Because Halloween decor is something, it's digging a hole in dry sand. It's never going to be enough.
It's never going to stop.
Right. Okay. You're always going to want to see something that you're going to want to add.
Right.
The problem is that now you got to weigh whether or not you're going to pick a whole new theme. And that's my question.
Okay.
Because now, when my wife and I first moved in together, our Halloween theme was goofball. It was very Big Lots. Okay. Like cheap Halloween stuff.
Okay.
Then we went through a new thing and then we were trying to, for a while, our theme was classy spooky. Okay.
So I love when you go classy spooky.
But this apothecary line's making me think maybe we need to go full on Victorian laboratory. Right. And then on top of that, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is it too much and too far if Gavin becomes a Halloween Village guy where I start buying little mechanical houses?
Yeah.
That's too much.
I don't appreciate that on anybody.
Okay.
It takes up a lot of space.
It does. But you have to have a dedicated room for it.
But also not enough space. But what I like about how you decorate your dining room specifically with your classy spooky is that, like me, you go floor to ceiling.
It's the whole room.
You fill up that space.
Right.
Teeny tiny. You know what? Don't even get me started with the Halloween Village. It makes me sick.
You don't love like looking down being like, oh my God, look how small Frankenstein is.
No.
You don't say stuff like that?
No.
All right. I say stuff like that, but okay. Just say no to it though.
Just say no to that. I want big bulk items that fill up a space.
Yeah.
And I can't see how you don't go lab this year.
I gotta be honest. I don't either. But then what do I do? Do I get a storage unit too?
You want to split one?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So yesterday, this company, which is called Odyssey, they sent me an umbrella. Great question. Why the hell would they do something like that? All right, well, here's the backstory. This company does something, and they've done it for a long time, which is a lot like kind of Chuck E. Cheese. Instead of playing video games and getting tickets that you can spend at the ticket booth for prizes, this company gives you points based on all kinds of different reasons, being a good employee, being a good friend, this, that, and the other thing. And then you can take those coins to our points counter, and then you can spend it on things just like at a Chuck E. Cheese. And if you remember, when we first discovered that this system seemed to be able to be manipulated through coercion of our coworkers, there was a whole thing where Katie and Kevin were jockeying to see who could get the most points by politicking, begging.
No, there was no begging. Never begging.
Threatening in some cases. And I believe that Katie got a backpack, right?
I've gotten a backpack, yep.
And Kevin, you got a bento box.
A bento box, yes.
Okay. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this too. And I didn't have as many points as these two. So I had to aim a little lower. And at the time, I had no umbrella. And I said, I'm going to get me an Odyssey umbrella. I never got it. Katie got her backpack. Kevin got his bento box. Pretty quickly. And I never got my umbrella. And then it was this whole like, ha ha ha. Gavin doesn't even get his stupid Odyssey umbrella. Fine. Over a year goes by. And an umbrella showed up at my door yesterday.
Wow.
And as soon as I opened it, it was this long cylinder-shaped plastic bag. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And I look down and I see the logo for our company. And I just stood at my front door and had me a good laugh. Because I knew exactly what it was. And here's the craziest part about this story. Our company has been through a lot.
It has. Since you ordered that umbrella.
There was a restructuring. There was a purchase. We're now owned by a different company. I mean, a lot of $1 billion muckety-muck decisions have happened. Am I right? I'm right about that, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, like, we've got a new CEO. We've got a new board. Like,
New regional managers and all that stuff.
God, even here locally, all brand new managers.
And I had the thought, you know, it's nice to know that when all of those things were happening, where Wall Street had to be contacted and shareholder meetings had to take place, damn it, Gavin's umbrella still was on the to-do list. And I think that's beautiful.
Now, I would like to theorize about how this went down.
Okay.
So do we think it was a situation of at the last minute, somebody found an email and goes, guys, we missed one. Was it already packaged and somebody found it like... under a bunch of other stuff and was just like, it has to go out.
Yeah.
Rush.
Like Fun Delivered or something like that and be like, no, we haven't sent it yet.
Right. Or do we think it was a situation of just like, oh my God. Okay. Did we get everybody's crap sent to them? No, there's one left. Who's? Oh God. Of course it's Gavin's.
What did he order? An umbrella? What is he, a 75-year-old woman? you know, most people kept their jobs in our company, but like all of the corporate people lost theirs, including the guy in charge of, including the guy in charge of not just making sure that these prizes went out to people who had Odyssey points, specifically the umbrella guy.
No, I think it's one person for everything, but
okay, all right.
I don't know why in my mind, as he's being escorted out, his hands are cuffed behind his back. But that's how I'm envisioning it.
And a security guard is holding his box.
Yeah. And he's looking back and he's going, how are we going to get everybody their tchotchkes? Right. You need me. You'll all see.
Gavin in Sacramento didn't get his umbrella. As they're pushing his head down into a cop car, we don't know why he was also arrested. Well, sir, just know, wherever you are, I got my umbrella, and this head shall never touch a raindrop again.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So, before the show started this morning, we were just having fun, and it came up in conversation what Katie's boyfriend does to her belly button. Okay. You say what it is, because it feels too intimate for me to say.
Okay, I think it's very cute. I don't remember how this started, but he just, like, will walk past me and put his finger in my belly button. And it's... I have a pretty shallow belly button, and so it's just sort of like a boop. And I think it's adorable, and it makes me giggle every time. I'm like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
And we were, you know, just talking about that, and I said, I don't think that, like, my belly button is almost too shallow to even do that. And then we discovered something about Kevin's belly button that he wasn't even really aware of. And what is that, Kevin?
I have a very deep belly button.
It's...
Okay, you're saying it much calmer now.
Well, he's had time.
Because I had time to digest. Yeah. Like, okay. It's a whole... Like, you know my pinky? The first line of my pinky.
It goes the knuckle.
I have to be honest.
That's how deep it goes.
It is a shockingly deep belly button.
Like, my finger could get lost in it.
It's cavernous.
It feels so great.
Can we see it again?
Yeah, look. It's a whole finger in
there. Okay, so take your finger out now. That's the biggest problem.
It's not big. It's just deep.
It is. I mean, it is pretty. Don't cover it up. Don't cover it up. It's pretty big.
Do we think it's because the doctor, they cut my umbilical cord?
No, I think your umbilical cord, your belly button just sort of like, however it dries
like
out,
when
falls
you
off.
Feel your belly button. I could kind of feel it in my gut.
What?
Like, there's like a little knot inside.
No, I get that.
And if you feel that, you get like, oh.
I get that. Yeah. It like gives you kind of the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I do too.
Oh, God. This feels so amazing.
See, okay. I need to go back for a second. You did not think this was amazing at first.
Well, now I know.
We're Googling why is my belly button so deep?
And guess what they said, bitch?
They said it's because of fatty tissue.
No.
What did they say?
Only a certain percentage of people have deep, hollow belly buttons. So I'm special.
Oh, so now you think you're special. Okay.
I don't think I am special.
Okay. Because this has been a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah, it has.
At first, there was a lot of screaming and anger. So to know now that you've turned a corner and you're embracing it.
Yeah. In a relatively short amount of time.
People love deep holes.
I don't think
okay.
so. I think that you'd be hard pressed to find a whole lot of supermodels that have big, deep belly buttons.
I don't have a big belly button. Now you guys are making me insecure.
We're not trying to make you insecure, but it is. When
even
you
the whole part of it is big. Like every part of it is big.
Katie!
What?
When you're so mean.
When you showed us the belly button, there was an audible gasp from us.
Well, there was.
It's
shocking. It's just not something you see every day.
It's not your fault either. Like, it's not like it's, well, although he did read the thing about belly fat. That's okay. Well, but if you forget that part of it, though, like, Katie's right. It's not just umbilical cord separation. That's part of it, but it's also just how it healed.
Yeah.
And that's, you didn't do anything about that.
You're right.
You can't control that. Maybe your parents put too much or too little ointment on it, or it doesn't matter.
I don't think any of that matters.
My mom did eat a lot of cheese pizza.
That has nothing to do with your belly button.
It made me fat as a baby.
Okay, wait. Your mom.
Right.
Ate a lot of cheese pizza, which made you...
When she was pregnant with me. And that nutrients goes to my body through the umbilical cord, making it a deep hole.
I am
now I'm pissed.
Concerned. Sorry. That you wanted to be a doctor.
This conversation's helping not just you. It's helping me. And I would imagine it's helping other people. I've always felt bad because I thought until, like, Katie said what she said and then she's right about the cutting of the umbilical. I thought it was just the cutting of the umbilical cord, and that's how you got your belly button.
Oh.
And my daughter has like a little bit of an outie.
What's wrong with that?
So they didn't cut it enough.
Well, I cut it. I cut all my kids' umbilical cord.
Okay, but you didn't cut it at the stomach. You cut it
on the clamp.
Like an inch.
Yeah, because they clamp it, and then you cut the clamp. Where it's clamped.
Whoa.
And then I was like, man, if I would have just done a better job of cutting it, she wouldn't have an outie belly button.
What's wrong with having a little outie?
I don't know. It just seems like it's not.
I think they're cute.
Just like I said about a supermodel, you'd be kind of hard-pressed to find a whole lot of supermodels with an outie belly button,
yeah.
too.
Kevin, can I stick my finger in your mouth?
No.
What? You would?
Don't. I don't want you to. Stop. It's for intimate purposes only.
That's right. He has to wait until he gets a boyfriend just like you that walks along and goes boop right in the belly button.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Katie had a visitor unexpectedly and uninvited stop by last night. And even though this visitor could have caused a big problem and a big disaster. You were excited about this.
I'm excited about it.
Tell everybody why.
Not everybody in my house is.
All right, why?
Our cameras, our Ring camera out by the pool, picked up a tiny little skunk walking all sassy by the pool with just...
First of all skunks walk sassy.
Yeah, they do.
It's one of the reasons why they're so great.
They're so good.
Okay, so was it a baby skunk?
I don't think it was a baby, but it was small.
Okay, all right. Out by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Was this the middle of the night?
Yeah, like early in the morning. When my boyfriend and I woke up, he like saw that there was an alert on the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And then looked, and sure enough. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Wow. Okay, so what did... skunks are all boys, right? But they're all gay boys.
They're all gay boys.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. What did he do?
All I could see, unfortunately, was him walk by the pool and then, like, got out of the eye of the camera. unfortunately. So I assume sat on his little bottom and crossed his legs and filed and used a nail file on his fingers and just, or maybe sat on the edge of the pool, put his feet in and just splashed around a little bit.
That skunk was just like, you know what? You deserve a pool day.
Right.
Pool night.
Right.
Okay. What's the problem?
Obviously the problem, let's point out the elephant in the room, they stink. Okay. That's
only if they don't like you.
That's true. Okay.
And do you think a skunk would like you?
Of course.
I think so too.
Of course. I'd pet its little head.
Right.
Put a little bow on its tail.
Yeah.
So if the only problem is the stinkiness. But we have heard that there are people with pet skunks and they just like have their stink glands removed.
What?
Yeah. It's a thing. I don't know why it's a thing, but it is a thing. What? You're looking it up?
Yeah. Can you have a pet
Well,
skunk?
You obviously can't in California because they hate joy in this state.
No, it is not legal to own a pet skunk in California.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thanks, new scum.
New skunk.
You can name him New Skunk. Gavin New Skunk. Why can't we own a skunk? Why can't we have a pet skunk?
I mean,
oh my God, Katie, I almost swore.
Did you look up babies?
I'm on Reddit now.
Yeah.
For a thread for people with pet skunks.
Yes.
These are reasons why skunks would make great pets.
Okay.
Which, by the way, if you're just joining us, Katie has a pet skunk now.
Right.
He lives outside exclusively and he doesn't know he's a pet.
Yeah.
But he's on her property.
He lives outside. Wink for now.
Okay, here we go. Number one, skunks can be potty trained. Right.
Like it could go in a litter box?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I can read more about each one, but there's a lot of
just go rapid pros fire here.
Now, skunks' diets do require prep, they said, but it's fun and easy to make them.
Okay, well, what's
they
the
don't
diet?
Eat from a basic cup of food out of a bag from a store. Duh. You have to get them protein, like vegetable. They like vegetables and stuff like that. Skunks do require childproofing. That's adorable. They hide their poop.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Like a kitty cat. Man, why can't... This is so... They require a lot of attention.
I want to give it attention.
Katie, this is an outrage.
You know, I'm... California has many benefits.
Yes.
Okay? We want the air to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
We want the water to be clean. Mm-hmm. We want kids to have food to eat at school.
Right.
But there are some drawbacks to living in this state, and I'm not talking about the taxes.
No.
I'm talking about the effed up laws that are keeping us from having raccoons and skunks as pets. And I'm sick of it.
How can we be such an inclusive state and also exclusive?
Right.
But I just hope it's
also,
not...
Also, not letting us have skunks as pets seems homophobic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't fully explain why.
You don't have to, but you just know it's true.
You know it's true.
Right.
All right, so good luck on trapping your skunk.
Well, you won't have to trap him.
Oh, you don't want to just leave a little trail into the house?
Yeah. Okay. We have a dog door. It can let itself in.
Yes.
Right.
How does a dog door not let all like raccoons and stuff come into the house?
It doesn't.
So at any time.
Yeah.
You got to start leaving food out in the middle. Like, you got to tell everybody in the house, good night, mommy loves you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. I'll be right up. And then you leave out lunch meat on the floor.
Yeah.
You leave little berries.
I do need to find a way so that the skunk can get in, but then can't get back out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's got to be a way. Some sort of stick to hold it open or something.
All right. So listen, Governor Gavin Newskunk, we know you're listening. Please make this happen.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
What are the biggest tourist traps in Sacramento? You can text or call us 916-909-1065 and tell us, are they worth it? Did you enjoy it? Now, we're getting into this because a list of the top 500 tourist attractions in the entire world came out. tourist traps. And this shouldn't be shocking, but the top 5 out of 500 are all in the United States. Number 5, Four Corners Monument in Arizona.
Oh, or you can like stand in four states at one time.
And they said it's in the middle of kind of nowhere. And once you get there, it's literally just a plaque on the ground.
If you are a person that was underwhelmed by that, that's on you.
Right.
We told you what it was. You went there and then were disappointed. I'm sorry, that's on you.
Number 4, the Salem Witch Museum in Massachusetts. According to this, though, Salem is a great town, but the official Witch Museum is in a teeny tiny house, and it doesn't have much historic documentation of anything.
Missed opportunity.
Number 3, Calico Ghost Town in California. I've never been to a ghost town, but they look cool. Number 2, the Crazy Horse Monument in South Dakota. South Dakota seems like they've got one thing and one thing only, big things carved into rocks.
Yeah.
And if that's your thing, man, that's your state. But if it's not your thing, why would you go? And number 1 is the International UFO Museum in New Mexico. They say it's just a complete, it's chintzy and crap. And
I mean, again, we are shocked by the fact that the museum of something that we've never really seen isn't as good as we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's true. So what are some Sacramento tourist traps?
I have to tell you. We put this up on Facebook.
Yes.
And I'm pissed.
Why are you pissed?
Because as a lifelong Sacramentan,
yeah,
some of these cut me to the white meat. Okay?
Okay.
You don't appreciate this fair city. Let's see. Judith, California State Fair.
I agree with that.
You're
one.
You're a
little
psycho.
Bit. It's just too hot. You know,
it's how you know that school's about to start.
Yeah, it's the start of the summer.
I guess, but it's just too hot for me.
Marcy, Bishop's Pumpkin Patch.
No, absolutely not.
No,
right.
Bishop's Pumpkin Patch is great. It's great. If anything, I'll put Apple Hill on there.
Excuse me.
Apple Hill is always this. It always goes the same way. Oh my God. It's October. Let's go. Let's feel Halloween-y. Let's go. And then you get up there and it's still 90 degrees, even though you're wearing flannel and your tights.
I know. You're dressed up in your Apple Hill costume.
And then for the most part, you don't really know where to go. So you just end up going to High Hill, walking around, looking at everybody's grandma's crafts.
I will say, I have often thought, imagine trying to explain Apple Hill to somebody that doesn't live here, we'd sound like crazy people.
Here's
what we do. We drive a little over an hour, okay? And then we go, we park within the trees. Do you pick the apples? We do not.
Right. Okay? You might get lucky and one will fall and dent your hood.
Do they serve really good food there? No, you bring your own food. And so when you're there, what do?
I just described it.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to add one on there.
Okay.
Tower Bridge. It is a bridge. It is a bridge.
Oh, yeah, and it's not even real gold.
Okay.
Well, I never thought it was real gold.
I thought it was real gold. Okay. They lied.
I will say this. I don't think it's a tourist trap because I don't think people are coming to the area to see the Tower Bridge.
Yes, they are. It's connected to Old Sac.
They're going to Old Sac. They're not going. Okay. Whitney says the Capitol. I will not stand for this.
Yeah.
The Capitol is beautiful.
It is beautiful. But, like, there's only so much you could do there.
Have you taken a tour?
Yes, yeah. Many times.
It's a very quick tour.
I thought the tour was interesting, and it's not even made of real gold.
Okay. Lauren said Old Sac.
Okay, it depends on what part of Old
Sac.
Where
you're going. The Laffy Taffy is the best part.
No, I'm the opposite. I think we have too many candy shops in Old Sac. Literally, we need one candy shop. We need to revamp the shops that are down in Old Sac. However, I will say, before somebody else brings it up, the train museum is effing awesome.
Okay, nobody said the train museum because nobody cares about the train museum.
It's so much fun.
The last one on here, Robert, and this is where I draw the line, Sutter's Fort. It's in the middle of a metropolitan area. That's hysterical. We've kept it this whole time.
Is that the one near the hospital?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like that place.
We didn't keep it for a goof. Katie's like, it's so funny. Well, why would we go to Sutter's Fort? Big belly laughs.
You just don't see it coming.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We have all been on bad dates. Hell, we have a whole segment on this show dedicated to them.
That's right.
But what if I told you you didn't have to be on a bad date anymore? I have a list here compiled by relationship experts. I'm not quite sure what constitutes a relationship expert, but nonetheless, they came up with clever ways to escape a bad date.
These are pretty good.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, have you ever been on a really bad date?
Mm-mm.
All your dates are good.
No, they haven't existed.
Ew, I don't like. They have, just thank so you. You know, but there's no bad dates with me.
Okay. But they don't ever turn into relationships.
Well, sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. All right, let's get to this list of clever ways to get out of a bad date.
Okay, so the first one, spill a drink on yourself. I mean, are you taking one for the team? You being the team. Yeah, but listen, if it's bad enough, worth it.
If you spilled a drink on yourself, you'd have to go home?
Yeah, I think the key is spill it into your crotch.
You'd have to go home?
If I had a drink in my, if my pants you were wet in the crotch?
You wouldn't be able to, if I spilled a drink in my crotch, I wouldn't go home.
It looks like you peed your pants.
Yeah,
but you're sitting. What is, you know, you sit and finish your meal and have a conversation. Wait till till it dries. I would say, if anything, it makes the date last longer. Now you're not getting up.
Not for me. I gotta go.
What's the next one?
This is genius. Find out what he's looking for and then describe yourself as the exact opposite.
That's pretty good.
So smart.
Although, Kevin, do dating apps kind of weed that possibility out before you get to the first date?
Yes, but there's a lot of catfishes.
Okay.
I mean, why couldn't you just say, tell me more than just what I saw on the app?
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Tell him that you just don't like sex.
True.
I mean, that's a good deterrent.
Everything about sex turns me off.
Meh, icky. Tell him you spotted your ex-boyfriend and you need to get out of there right away.
Oh, that's a good one.
So what? Okay, what's troubling about that one though is if a girl told me that, I'd be like, I would totally understand. I'd be like, yeah, okay. Where are we going?
See, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say, that doesn't make me feel like you have to go home. It just makes me feel like you have to leave that establishment.
And in my past experiences, moving a bad date to a second location just makes it worse.
Yes.
It's like going to a party.
Why would you think it'd get better?
Right. If you go to a party and that party sucks and the people you're with are like, let's go check out this other one, it's not going to get better.
And then the last one is, and this will work, but you got to kind of put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. Tell them you started your period early.
Why would that end a date?
Yeah, why would that end the date? That's fine.
Are you guys serious?
Why would it end a date? Do you think that all we do is we only go on dates to get sex?
Yeah, do you
think that? Is
that
what you think?
This is blowing my mind. First of all, this is going to be shocking to you guys. It's not about you.
I know. You it's cramp. Not about I understand.
Making you guys
all
uncomfortable.
Right. So she got
Let's
us there.
Think for a second about what happens when you start your period.
You cramp.
Oh, and you're not prepared.
You stupid idiots.
Well, you didn't say that part.
Oh, yeah.
I started my period and I'm not prepared.
Right.
I thought that was implied considering.
It's implied to you vagina owners. It's not implied to us. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We don't all think the same way, Katie.
I just figured that you would know. I started my period early. If it's early.
I don't know.
Think about the early part.
Don't you guys always have something in your purse to take care of it?
Exactly.
Shockingly, no.
Exactly.
Well, you should. That sounds like a you problem.
Plus, if it started, sometimes it's too late at that point.
That sounds complicated.
It is.
If it's too early,
yeah,
it's too late.
Yeah, Eve shouldn't have eaten that apple, huh?
So hold on a second. So just to understand, because apparently I'm a 13-year-old boy all of a sudden. Do women, if they know it's coming...
I'm so uncomfortable. I don't even want you to look at me. Go.
When they know it's coming...
Yeah.
Do they prepare... Do they?
So then you'll put on like a panty liner.
Okay, so there's
like
not
if, like it,
you're
like,
not going to use a tampon.
If you're on the pill, you are likely to start your period almost at the exact 30-day mark.
Sure.
Every month.
Okay.
So you kind of know.
But if
to put on a panty liner.
Okay, so it's a panty liner thing. Okay, yeah. That helps. Okay. Well, there we go. We got all the answers we needed. All right. Those are ways to get out of a bad date. And we all learned something, or as Kevin says, period. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.